From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles San Francisco-based rocker Claudine and her forthcoming debut CD, Wrestling Consciousness. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. By now, you're used to Rockwired giving it up for the best music out there, but today I'm going to be giving it up for an album that ain't even out yet. It is the forthcoming debut release entitled Wrestling Consciousness from my dear friend Claudine, who sounds like a mixture of both Pat Benatar and Pink. I had a chance to catch up with Claudine in regard to the new release, and you'll get to hear that in just a few minutes. From her forthcoming CD, Wrestling Consciousness, here is Claudine with You.
Resemblance.
From her forthcoming CD, Wrestling Consciousness, that was Claudine with You. Go to Facebook.com and become friends with Claudine. Look for Claudine D'Antoni or simply click on the link provided on this page. I had a chance to speak with Claudine regarding the forthcoming album and her growth as a songwriter and singer. Here's how it went. Well, Claudine, you're on the verge of releasing this this debut CD of yours. How does it feel having all the work that has gone into it behind you?
Well, it's not behind me just yet, but it feels really good. It's kind of a mix of emotions, actually. There's obviously the feeling of achievement, but it's a huge commitment financially and emotionally, and I'll be happy to walk away with the finished product, but I know that I'll also be kind of itching to get back in there and working again because it's what I love to do. But I'm happy to have something done, finally. I've been working on it for a little over 2 years now, so it needs to be done.
And rate your anxiety level right now about how about possible public perception of it.
Anxiety level?
Yeah, maybe that's a bit strong, but
I think because it's, you know, my debut CD, obviously, I don't know, are we going from 1 to 10? Because I might go with a strong 11.
Okay.
I've gotten a lot of really great feedback, but I think we ourselves as artists and just individuals, we're always our own worst critics, so... oftentimes when people hear my stuff and they really love it or they have positive feedback, I still have that kind of, really? You know, are you sure? I think I have something to say, and a lot of people seem to relate to my lyrics and to my music. So that's, I think with every artist, my biggest desire is to be able to touch people or have them listen to it and feel like, oh my gosh, she's talking about me, you know? So that's kind of what I'm hoping for the most.
I see. And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
If I really go way, way, way back, I've really had music really just such a part of me since I was such a little kid. And I think the first memory I have of music being something that had to be a part of my life was when I was really, really young. I was probably maybe 6 or 7 years old, and I would literally line up all my stuffed animals on my bed and perform for them. And at that time, it was usually like Michael Jackson and some Beatles stuff, and, you know, maybe some, actually my parents had a lot of like Barbra Streisand albums, and I'd kind of whip some of that out. But I started just performing really young, and I was always kind of the performer in my family, so I was always the one to entertain people and make people laugh, and I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the attention of that or just making people happy. And then my first real taste of performing for real was when I was 12, and I actually tried out for a lead singing role in a local church rock band, and I got it. And so I started performing in front of the congregation, and it was a pretty big crowd, and, you know, for me as a 12-year-old, and I loved it. And once that happened, I was done. So.
And was there? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Was there ever, like, one particular artist you sort of gravitated towards in terms of inspiration, or were there many?
You know, I wish I could say it was just one, but there are so many, and from a lot of different genres, really. I mean, you know, huge ones that I think of that are inspirational to me are kind of female rock legends, like Pat Benatar is my number one, Heart. People like that, a lot of male rock groups like Aerosmith and Van Halen, and I love Nickelback, and I really like a lot of the stuff from Daughtry, but I loved other artists that really spoke to me too are, you know, Prince, and writer I've been compared to from a writing standpoint, like Sarah McLachlan, who I really, really like, and so it kind of runs the gamut. I don't fall into any particular category as far as inspiration goes. There's so many great artists out there, and some of them I attach to more because of their sound or maybe because of how they write. So it just depends, and it depends on the day and my mood.
And at what point did songwriting begin for you?
I've been writing songs since I was a little one. I have hundreds of songs that I've written. Obviously, some of them are ridiculous and childlike, because I started to write when I was a kid. But I think I really got more serious about it probably over the last 10 years, and then got more serious about actually doing something with it just over the last couple of years through the through, you know, the suggestion of other people, you know, for me kind of taking myself seriously finally. But I've been writing for years. It's something that just, you know, comes naturally to me. Most of the songs that I've written that are on this album are songs that I wrote from start to finish in less than 20 minutes. They're just, you know, it's like I'm inspired by whatever it is that I'm inspired by, and I sit down, and when it's there and when it's real, it just comes through me quickly, and it's done. I find that a lot of times when I have a song that I have to go back to, I never really feel quite 100% connected to it, and those never really fully get finished. There have been a few, but it's rare. Most of the ones that I kind of nail and end up producing from beginning to end are the ones that I sat down and just, they were just right there on my spirit and on my heart, and they were done very quickly, and that seems to be how it comes for me.
So it's just you in terms of the songwriting process. Is there ever any collaboration at all, or no?
There hasn't been with this album. I'll say that from a standpoint of, you know, writing the lyrics and the melody, and I because here's the thing that's interesting about me. I don't read music. I'm just learning. I'm actually taking guitar, but all the music that I write is completely in my head. So when I sit down with my producer, I usually lay down my raw vocal track, and that obviously, you know, has the melody with it, and then I'll sit down with him and say, okay, this is what I want the guitar to sound like, and I'll communicate it in the best way that I can, and he'll pick up the guitar, and we'll lay something down, and we'll use the keys to do that in Pro Tools, and then I'll do that with each piece of music. And I mean, I have some songs that have violin, cello, a lot of guitar lines in it, and they're all through my communication of what it is that I need, and then working with my musicians, them knowing me well enough to kind of know my communication, which to other people might be, you know, awkward, but that ends up being how it works. And so, yes, on the different musical pieces, I kind of lay down the bass line and exactly what it is that I'm looking for, and then I let my musicians kind of put their own color on it, and it always turns out great, and it seems to be a good working relationship, and we've been working together long enough now that they know my level of communication and can deliver exactly what it is that I'm looking for, so...
Go to Facebook.com and become friends with Claudine. Either type in her name Claudine D'Antoni or simply click on the link provided on this page. From her forthcoming CD, Wrestling Consciousness, here is Claudine once again with All I Want.
You threw me from my path. Now there's just no looking back. Made me stop to realize it's like a newfound innocence. For so long being resistant, now it seems all too clear. I won't be paralyzed by fear. All I need in my heart, it bleeds for a moment in time to feel what it's like. All I want, all I need is some time for me, just to think, just to know, feel myself. For so long, I stopped believing in the song. And then you walked into my life and somehow made it all seem right. For so long I could not conceive. Now for the first time I believe. From within I let it out. No longer will I doubt. All I want, all I need in my heart, it bleeds for a moment. Too late, you made me see. And you, my love, my strength, my friend. You gave me faith in myself again. Now there's nothing to hold me down. Underneath my feet, I'm on solid ground. No longer do I need to hide. Now that I've got you by my side, all I want, all I need in my heart. Let go. Follow your heart.
Who did you work with in terms of production?
Well, I worked with a couple of people. I worked with Mark Canoli, who is my producer, and he also plays bass on my album. And he is the one that is a co-owner of the studio that I'm working at, which is out of Santa Clara, California, called KV Productions. And so he's the one that I actually sit down and work a lot of the stuff out with initially. And then the musicians that have been playing the other pieces for me are Isaac Bolivar, and he plays lead guitar, and he's outstanding. He just finished touring with Taking Back Sunday, which is a Warner Brothers label, and he's just performed in front of tens of thousands, and I've worked with other guitarists and scratched their stuff, because when Isaac plays the guitar and he touches those strings, there's nothing like it. He's just got an amazing touch on the guitar, and so he's on every single one of my songs. And then I have another guy here locally that is an amazing drummer, and his name is Jason Wall, and he's done all the drumming for all of my songs, and that's been it. There's been a few little people I've had come in for on a few songs that I have some piano and some violin and whatnot, but those performers aren't, you know, throughout the entire album. Those are kind of my Isaac and Jason and Mark and myself are kind of, you know, the foundation of the album.
And from the album, what songs resonate for you the most personally and why?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one, Brian. gosh, there's so many. They're all so heartfelt. I'll mention the first one only because it's the very first one that I did, so it's kind of like my baby. This one's called All I Want, and it's the very first one that Mark and I did together, and it really has to do with kind of the essence of where I'm coming from on doing this album, and it's really just about me stepping out there and putting it out there because I had somebody that believed that I could, and it took that person and that voice to make me believe enough in myself that this was something that I could do. And so that was pretty important to me. And like I said, it's the first one, so it's kind of like, you know, that first love, I guess. So that one is definitely a standout. And then another one that is kind of resonates with that same sort of message is another one that I wrote called Don't Make a Sound. And it's about feeling something very strong, but knowing that you kind of have to keep it to yourself. And so that's another one that's kind of close to my heart. But, you know, it's hard to say. I think there's another one that I wrote called I Will Learn, and that one was a really tough one because that really speaks of learning to let go of something and someone when you don't really want to, but you know it's the right thing to do. So that's another one that's kind of close to my heart and always a little bit hard to perform. But, you know, they all have a different message and they all came from a very deep and special place, so it's hard for me to pick out of the bunch. But those are the ones that I just chose to speak of in this moment. So there you have it.
Have there been any live performances in anticipation for this release?
Not yet. I'm going to get ready to do that. I'm kind of trying to line up all my ducks. I have my website's going to be launching soon, and with that, it's going to open up to a music video that I'm finishing up editing on a song called If I Ran to You, which is another really special one to me. So that's all forthcoming, and once I kind of have the website going and I know that the album's being replicated, then I'm going to start doing some kind of local acoustic stuff and then spread it out from there.
I see. And who did you work with for the music video?
I worked with a gentleman from San Francisco by the name of Jimmy Dimentratos, and he we kind of collaborated a bit on the ideas, and it's my first video, and it's kind of funny being a performer. I absolutely love singing on stage. I have no discomfort in that arena. And the reaction from people and just kind of that general back and forth nature that you get as an artist and the feedback that you get during a performance, just the energy that's there, I thrive on that. And so that's great. There's a lot of people around. But when it's me and a camera, whether it be taking photographs or doing a video, it's like it's a completely different animal, and I'm not nearly as comfortable. So He kind of helped me with that a little bit. So we'll see how that turns out. I haven't looked at any of the footage. I have no desire to see any of it until it's done. But yes, he produced it and directed it. And like I said, that will be launching along with my site. Hopefully by the end of August is my goal.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this new album when it comes out?
I would like people to just be able to relate to it, and hopefully something that I have to share through my own experiences will correlate to some experiences they've had in their life. I hope people walk away feeling touched, feeling understood, feeling not alone in it, and just feeling like there's somebody out there that they can connect with. And the best way and only way I seem to know how to do that is through music.
Go to facebook.com and become friends with Claudine. Either type in Claudine D'Antoni or simply click on the link provided on this page. From her forthcoming CD, Wrestling Consciousness, here is Claudine once again with Vice.
Inside of you, check your
That's all the time we're going to have here at Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Claudine D'Antoni and to C-Note Productions. Once again, go to Facebook.com and become friends with Claudine. Either type in Claudine D'Antoni or simply click on the link provided at the bottom of this page. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.